Before you begin, light a candle and any incense you desire. Get into a comfortable position. Take a few deep breaths and relax your body. Bring your awareness to the top of your body, starting at the head, and give yourself permission to relax. As you breathe, release the tension. Move from your head and neck down into the shoulders and the arms. Relax and feel all tension melt away. Relax your chest. Relax your back. Feel waves of relaxation move down your spine. Relax your abdomen. Relax your lower back and relax your hips. Relax your legs down to your ankles and relax your feet. Feel the waves of relaxation sweep away all that does not serve your highest good, sweeping out through your fingers and toes, grounding and neutralizing this unwanted energy, transforming it like the earth transforms fallen leaves into new soil. Relax your mind. Release any unwanted thoughts and worries as you exhale. Relax your heart and open it to the love of the goddess and the god. Relax your soul and follow your inner light, guidance, and protection. Visualize a giant screen before you, like a blackboard or movie screen. This is the screen of your mind, what's called the mind's eye. Anything you desire will appear on the screen. On the screen of your mind, visualize a series of numbers, counting down from 12 to 1. With each number, you get into a deeper meditative state. Now visualize the number 12. See the number 12 on the screen of your mind. 12. 11. See the number 11 on the screen of your mind. 11. 10. See the number 10 on the screen of your mind. 10. 9. See the number 9 on the screen of your mind. 9. 8. See the number 8 on the screen of your mind. 8. 7. See the number 7 on the screen of your mind. 7. 6. See the number 6 on the screen of your mind. 6. 5. See the number 5 on the screen of your mind. 5. 4. See the number 4 on the screen of your mind. 4. 3. See the number 3 on the screen of your mind. 3. 2. See the number 2 on the screen of your mind. 2. And 1. See the number 1 on the screen of your mind. 1. You are now at your ritual consciousness. Everything done at this level is for your highest good, harming none. You are now counting down to a deeper, more focused meditative state. Count backwards from 13 to 1, but do not visualize the numbers this time. Let the numbers gently take you down. 13. 12. 11. 10. 9. 8. 7. 6. 5. 4. 3. 2, and 1. You are now at your deepest meditative state, your magical mindset, in complete control of your magical abilities. You now ask for the blessings of the goddess and the god. Say to yourself, I ask the goddess and god to protect and guide me in this meditation. In your mind's eye, visualize the great world tree, a gigantic tree reaching up to the heavens and deep below the earth, larger than any tree you've ever seen. Hear the wind through its branches. Smell the earth where the roots dig in. Feel the texture of the bark. Simply know the tree. Imagine the screen of your mind is like a window or doorway, a portal you can easily pass through. Step through the screen and stand before the world tree. Look around at the base of the giant tree and the roots and search for a passageway to your inner temple. Go now to your inner temple, your inner sacred space. Orient yourself in the center of your sacred space. You will notice four doorways around you. Each of the doorways leads to a different elemental plane. By its markings, find the doorway that leads to the realm of water and stand before it. Usually the water doorway is oriented towards your western direction in the temple, but your inner temple is beyond direction in the physical world, so go to whatever door calls to you as water. Hold your intention to enter the realm of water, and in your silent, magical voice, ask for permission to open the door. You are asking permission of the highest aspects of yourself and the realm of water. If you get a yes response, open the door of water. It can open normally or dissolve like salt and water. If you know the invoking pentagram of water, you can use it as your key. In the doorway is a swirling vortex of water, as if a waterspout funnel is covering the gateway, creating a tunnel of water for you to travel. Enter the realm of water. Feel the cool mist all around you, with the spinning waters drawing you deeper. Feel the chill in the air as you attune with this elemental energy. The splash and spray clear away all hurts and pains from the past, opening your heart to the love of water. As you move deeper into the tunnel of water, you lose sight of your inner temple and immerse yourself in the element. Ahead, you find a light leading you out of the tunnel and into the realm of water. You find yourself immersed in water, in a vast ocean, yet you can breathe and move with safety and comfort. Take notice of all things around you, the fish, the plants, the sea floor. Feel the currents and the temperature shifts. This is the land of the Undines, the Merfolk, undersea kingdoms, and the fabled Nyxa. You feel a current pull you, like a beckoning pathway, taking you deeper into the realm of water. You might cross the path of fish, dolphins, or whales. You could find healing sea plants. At the end of the path is a figure, your personal guide to the element of water. It could be an elemental being, animal, deity, or perhaps an angel, there to guide you on the path of water. Introduce yourself and ask the guide its name and function. Follow this guide and receive what your guide has to offer. Since taste is the sense of water, not sight or hearing, your guide may not talk a lot or show you things, but impart a sense of feeling, memory, and empathic communication. Here, feeling is more important than knowing. Take this wisdom in and ask any questions you have. Ask your guide upon whom shall you call as the guardian of water in ritual. Sometimes it is the guide itself, but often the guide will point you to a deity or other being of power. Your guide will lead you back to the tunnel of water and bid you farewell. Thank your guide for this time and knowledge. Know that you now have a link in the realm of water. This guide may give you a gift to inspire your emotion and love, or give you a drop of compassion to carry within you. Return through the tunnel of water, moving through the mists and seas. Come back to the inner temple and close the gateway of water as you opened it. Orient yourself in the temple. If you have a gift from the realm of water, you can put it in your temple space if you desire. return back through the World Tree Tunnel and stand before the base of the tree. Thank the World Tree. Thank the goddess and god and the element of water. Step back through the screen of your mind and let the World Tree gently fade from view. Now bring your awareness back to your body as we count up from 1 to 13 and 1 to 12. You'll become more aware of your body and the physical world. 1 2 3 4 5 6 7 8 9 10 11 12 and 13. Feel your fingers and toes, ankles and wrists. Take a deep breath and feel your body as we count up from 1 to 12. 1 2 3 4 5 6 7 8 9 10 11 and 12. Take both hands and raise them up over your head, palms facing your crown. Slowly bring them down over the forehead, face, throat, chest, abdomen, and then groin, pushing out with your palms facing away from you. This gives you clearance and balance, releasing any harmful or unwanted energies that you might pick up during your magical experience. Tell yourself, I give myself clearance and balance. I am in balance with myself. I am in balance with the universe. I release all that does not serve. Ground yourself as needed back into the physical world.